Ashton Agar's stunning debut innings has turned this match around. When he arrived at the wicket, it was 9 for 117. Jimmy Anderson's reverse swing and some spin from Swan had demolished Australia's batting after Smith made a good start. He was caught behind for 53. Haddon went for 1, Siddle 1, Stark Norton, Pattinson 2, and Australia's innings looked like falling away to a meagre total. Agar and Hughes got together. Agar extraordinarily composed. Yes, he was lucky on 6. He could have been stumped, but the third umpire decided in his favour. Australia would then have been all out for 131. As it was, Agar started to smite the ball, particularly from Finn, who was wayward, and he almost got 100 on the boo. He was caught by Swan in the deep off Broad for 98. His accomplice Hughes was 81 not out, and in the process, he not only made the highest score by a number 11 in Test cricket, but he'd also taken the total beyond the England score, 65 runs in front, and that 163 was another record, the highest in the history of Test cricket for the last wicket. Stark swooped, had Root caught down the leg side, trot controversially a leg before wicket. He may well have got an edge to it. He was out first ball. But Peterson and Cook, the old favourites for England, they steadied the ship and took the total to 2 for 80 at stumps. Cook 37 and Peterson on 35. This has been an extraordinary test match. 3 days left, may not need 3 days, but whatever we get, it should be exhilarating. The lead at the moment for England is just 15.